Zok de elga mishna vayta masech des kelim perik chav mishna vav. Sudden is a sheet. Shoot tamei midras. Tamei midras does not mean over here that it's actually tamei midras. What it means is it could become tamei midras because it's a bed sheet. However, they decided to use it for something else. Vaso vilon. They turned it into a curtain. But Tanur explains either they turned it into a curtain for a doorway or a sail for a ship. So tarim in a midras right now. It's tar from midras. No one lays on curtains or sits on curtains. And no one lays or sits on ship sails. Aval tamei tamei meis. And the reason is interesting. Sometimes the doorman is going to wrap himself in the bottom of the curtain, or the sailor will wrap himself in the bottom of the sail to warm him up a little bit. Now, generally, begadim could become tamei tumas medras as well. The reason that doesn't happen over here is this isn't a beged. Your coat you may lay on. You're not going to lay on a curtain. But because you could wrap yourself with it a little bit, it's still tamei tumas meis. May emesai hi tarasi. Okay, so I lift it off the bed, and I'm turning it into a curtain, or I'm turning it into a ship sail. At what point is it no longer tamei tumas midras? So we're going to have three sheets. Beshami armi meshiya taver, besilar meshiya kasher, Rabbi Kiva armi meshiya kaveya. And now let's teach and explain Be'ez Hashem. First, beshami armi meshiya taver. So the Batruna has another girsa over here. His first girsa is meshiya taver. Meshiya taver means to sew. Teufer is sewing. And what that means is, explains the Batanura, you don't just take the sheet and throw it up as a curtain or hang it as a sail. You have to cut it to size. And then you have to sew on little hooks. Or else, what are you hanging it from? Another girsa is, Beshami Armi Meshiya Taver. That means once you break it, meaning to say once you start ripping it or cutting it, so it should fit. Beshil Armi, the Beshil say Meshiya Kosher. When you tie the loops on that you're going to hang it from. So they're more lenient than the Beshami. They say you don't have to mamish start cutting it yet, but it's enough that you tied the loops on. And Rabbi Kiva says, Meshiya Kaveya, when you hang it on the door or on the ship, at that point, it is no longer mekabel tumas midras. Let me ask you something. The Veshamai say, according to the Girsa of the Batanura, when you sew the loops on, and we say that means sewing it and cutting it. The Beis Hillel say when you tie it. That means just tying it without even cutting it. But how come the Veshamai are using the lashon of sewing, and the Beis Hillel are using the lashon of tying? So the Mefarshim explain over here. The Beshami say it's not just enough to put on the loops. You have to cut it. There has to be a physical change in the sheet itself. So normally when they actually sewed it on, that was after they cut it to place. If you're sewing, you're cutting and sewing. It's all part of sewing. But if all you're going to do is tie on the loops without actually sewing it, so that doesn't mean that you cut it into place. The Beshami say you have to physically cut it. The Basil say you don't have to cut it. That's why the Beshami use the lashon of sewing and Basil use the lashon of tying. Now what about Rabbi Kiva? So the Batanura says, as soon as you hang it on the doorway or on the boat, it's no longer Makabal Tumas Midras. Some say Rabbi Kiva also means after you put on the loops. So it could be in a way Rabbi Kiva is even being Machmir, says the Rash, because he's saying it's not enough just to put on the loops. In other words, Enechanami, you don't have to cut it into place yet. But it's not enough to tie it on. You have to mamish hang it. You have to mamish set it in place. All right, so again, a bed sheet that you turn into a curtain or ship sail is no longer something that could become tumas midras. It could be metame tame meis. What do you have to do to say from this point on it's no longer a sheet, it's a curtain or a sail? Three sheetas. The Beishamai say basically the loops and cutting it into place. The Beisil say you don't have to cut it, but you have to tie those loops on. Rabbi Kiva says hanging it in the doorway or on the ship.